Every photograph is, to some degree or another, a compromise between what can be done and what is actually done. In that regard, it's not unnatural for us photographers to look at an image and say, "What would I do differently?" It's a perfectly invalid sort of analysis, because after all, it's not your photograph, and you aren't the one making it. But it's a temptation that's difficult to resist, and I'm not going to resist it with this image, because there is something I would have done if it were mine. This bit of sky that comes in the upper right-hand corner of the photograph, I find bothersome. Here we are deep in the woods, on a hillside, looking at the trunks of trees, but yet this bright corner draws my eye up to it. Now that may be exactly what Paul Hart intended. He may be delighted that that bit of sky is there. He maybe even placed it there with Photoshop. For me, I would have taken it out with Photoshop. I would have done a little creative cloning to keep that sense of being deep in the woods, to keep the sense that the light comes from behind us, illuminating the front and slightly right side of the tree trunks, not from the sky up above. And I would have eliminated that distracting brightness in the upper right-hand corner. But that's me, and what I would do if it were my photograph. And I'm not Paul Hart, and it is, after all, his photograph. So I'll accept it as it is, but just file away in the back of my brain, and if I ever make a photograph similar to this one, I'll be aware of that corner, because I've seen it here, and I know I would have preferred the photograph without it.